GCSE Chemistry Podcast, Chemical Changes, Acids, Alkalis, and Salts. Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most exam-rich topics in the entire chemistry specification, chemical changes, specifically acids, alkalis, the pH scale, neutralization, and salt preparation. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, and it's packed with marks that are genuinely there for the taking if you know your stuff. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's make sure you walk into that exam room feeling completely confident. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly what acids and alkalis are at the particle level, how the pH scale works, including the bit that trips most students up, how neutralization reactions work, and how to prepare both soluble and insoluble salts. I'll also give you the exam tips and common mistakes that examiners see year after year, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test yourself. Let's go. Now let's start with the fundamentals. What actually is an acid? At GCSE, the definition you need is this. An acid is a substance that produces hydrogen ions, written as H+, when dissolved in water. That's it. The H+ ion is the key player. The more H+ ions in solution, the more acidic the substance is. Common acids you need to know: hydrochloric acid, sulfuric acid, and nitric acid. These are strong acids, meaning they fully dissociate. They completely break apart into ions when dissolved in water. Ethanoic acid, the acid in vinegar, is a weak acid, meaning it only partially dissociates. And here's where I need to pause, because this is one of the most commonly confused points in the entire topic. Strong and weak are not the same as concentrated and dilute. Strong and weak refer to how completely an acid dissociates into ions. Concentrated and dilute refer to how much acid is dissolved in a given volume of water. You can have a concentrated, weak acid, or a dilute, strong acid. Examiners absolutely love testing this distinction, so make sure it's crystal clear in your mind. Now, alkalis. An alkali is a substance that produces hydroxide ions, written OH- when dissolved in water. Common alkalis include sodium hydroxide, potassium hydroxide, and calcium hydroxide. Alkalis are actually a subset of a broader category called bases. A base is any substance that reacts with an acid to form a salt in water. Not all bases dissolve in water, only the ones that do are called alkalis. Now let's talk about the pH scale. The pH scale runs from 0 to 14 and measures how acidic or alkaline a solution is. pH 7 is neutral, pure water sits here. Below 7 is acidic, and above 7 is alkaline. The lower the pH, the more acidic, and the higher the concentration of H+ ions. The higher the pH, the more alkaline, and the higher the concentration of OH- ions. Here's the part that catches students out. The pH scale is logarithmic. This means that each step of one pH unit represents a tenfold change in hydrogen ion concentration. So a solution at pH 3 has 10 times more H+ ions than a solution at pH 4, and 100 times more than a solution at pH 5. If an exam question asks you to compare the acidity of two solutions with different pH values, you must use this factor of 10 relationship in your answer to get full marks. Now let's move to neutralization. When an acid and an alkali are mixed together, a neutralization reaction occurs. The H+ ions from the acid react with the OH- ions from the alkali to form water. The ionic equation for this is beautifully simple. H+ plus OH- gives H2O. That's it. That's the core of neutralization. The other ions, the metal ion and the non-metal ion, combine to form a salt. The general word equation for neutralization is acid plus base gives salt plus water. And for carbonates, there's an extra product. Acid plus carbonate gives salt plus water plus carbon dioxide. That carbon dioxide is why you see fizzing when you add acid to a carbonate. It's the gas being released. Let's look at the specific reactions of acids. When an acid reacts with a metal, it produces a salt and hydrogen gas. For example, zinc plus hydrochloric acid gives zinc chloride plus hydrogen. You can test for hydrogen gas using the squeaky pop test. Hold a lit splint near the mouth of the test tube and you'll hear a squeaky pop as the hydrogen ignites. When an acid reacts with a metal oxide or metal hydroxide, both of which are bases, it produces a salt and water only. For example, Copper oxide plus sulfuric acid gives copper sulfate plus water. When an acid reacts with a metal carbonate, it produces a salt, water, and carbon dioxide. For example, calcium carbonate plus hydrochloric acid gives calcium chloride, water, and carbon dioxide. The name of the salt produced depends on which acid you use. Hydrochloric acid always makes chloride salts. Sulfuric acid always makes sulfate salts. Nitric acid always makes nitrate salts. Now let's cover salt preparation. This is a required practical area and examiners test it regularly. For soluble salts, you use the excess reactant method. Here are the steps in order, and the order matters for exam marks. First, add an excess of an insoluble base, metal, or carbonate to the acid. You add excess to make sure all the acid is used up. Second, filter the mixture to remove the excess unreacted solid. Third, heat the filtrate, that's the liquid that passed through the filter, gently to evaporate some of the water. Fourth, leave the solution to cool and crystallize. Fifth, filter the crystals and leave them to dry. Why do we add excess? Because if any acid remains, it will contaminate the salt. The excess solid ensures every last molecule of acid has reacted. This is a mark-winning point that many candidates miss. For insoluble salts, you use the precipitation method. This is much simpler. Mix two solutions, each containing one of the ions you want in your salt. The insoluble salt forms immediately as a precipitate, a solid that appears in the solution. Then filter to collect it, wash it with distilled water, and leave it to dry. For example, to make barium sulfate, you'd mix barium chloride solution with sodium sulfate solution. The barium ions and sulfate ions combine to form insoluble barium sulfate, which precipitates out. Right, let's talk exam strategy. Here are the mistakes I see most often and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, confusing strong and weak with concentrated and dilute. I've already mentioned this, but it's worth repeating because it costs marks every year. Strong means fully dissociates. Weak means partially dissociates. Concentrated means a lot of solute per unit volume. Dilute means a small amount. These are completely different concepts. Mistake number two, forgetting state symbols and equations. The mark scheme for balanced equations almost always requires state symbols. Aqueous solutions get AQ in brackets, solids get S, liquids get L, and gases get G. Missing these can cost you a mark even if your equation is otherwise perfect. Mistake number three, getting the salt preparation steps in the wrong order. Examiners award marks for each correct step in the correct sequence. A common error is forgetting to mention adding excess reactant or putting evaporation before filtration. Remember, excess, filter, evaporate, crystallize, dry. Mistake number four, misinterpreting the logarithmic pH scale. If a question asks how the acidity changes when pH drops from 5 to 3, the answer is not it doubles, it increases by a factor of 100, because each unit is a factor of 10. Mistake number five, describing a base as an alkali. Remember, all alkalis are bases, but not all bases are alkalis. A base is any substance that neutralizes an acid. An alkali is specifically a base that dissolves in water to produce OH- ions. For command words, if the question says state, give a short factual answer, no explanation needed. If it says explain, you must give a reason using the word because to link cause and effect. If it says describe, say what happens. If it says calculate, show all your working and include units. If it says evaluate, consider both sides and make a judgment. For six, mark questions on this topic, which often ask you to describe a method, structure your answer clearly with numbered steps. Examiners are looking for a logical sequence, correct terminology, and completeness. Aim for at least six distinct points. Time to test yourself with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question one, what ion do acids produce in solution? The answer is H+, or hydrogen ions. Question two, what is the ionic equation for neutralization? H++ OH- gives H2O. Question three, a solution has a pH of 2, another has a pH of 4. How many times more acidic is the first solution? 100 times more acidic because each pH unit is a factor of 10. Question 4. What are the products when an acid reacts with a metal carbonate? salt, water, and carbon dioxide. Question 5. Why do you add excess solid when preparing a soluble salt? To ensure all the acid is used up so it doesn't contaminate the final product. Question 6. What is the difference between a strong acid and a concentrated acid? Strong refers to the degree of dissociation into ions. Concentrated refers to the amount of acid dissolved per unit volume. How did you do? If you stumbled on any of those, go back and reread that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today. Acids produce H+ ions in solution. Alkalis produce OH- ions. The neutralization reaction is H+ plus OH- gives water. The pH scale is logarithmic. Each unit is a factor of 10 change in H+ concentration. Acids react with metals, metal oxides, metal hydroxides, and metal carbonates to produce salts. Soluble salts are made by the excess reactant method: add excess, filter, evaporate, crystallize, dry. Insoluble salts are made by precipitation: mix two solutions, filter the precipitate, wash, and dry. And never ever confuse strong with concentrated. That's it for today's episode. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark on this topic is genuinely achievable with the right preparation. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.